As he sent out his 12 apostles to preach the gospel, Jesus told them, "Freely you have received, freely give." Great crowds of people flocked to Jesus to hear the good news he brought. As his eyes scanned those needy people, his holy heart was deeply moved with compassion for them. They were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. To be sure, he is the good shepherd. But the sheep are so many, and so Jesus, the good shepherd, appoints under-shepherds, the 12 apostles, whom he sends to the lost sheep of Israel, sends them out in his name by his authority, and armed with his word in order to reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel, proclaiming to them, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Yes, freely they had received from him, and freely they gave. And still today, as well, we and others, just like the crowds who came to the Good Shepherd, Jesus in Galilee, lost sheep, harassed sheep, helpless sheep, sin-sick sheep. We are hurt by unkind words from others and often return in kind. We are weighed down with guilt from the things we have said and done. Predatory animals, the devil, the world, and our sinful nature attack us. They accuse us of not doing enough to deserve a place in the Good Shepherd's flock. "You have freely received," they call out to us, "but you have not freely given." As this is most certainly true, we hoard what we have because we're afraid of becoming poor, and so ignore the lost, the helpless sheep around us. The Good Shepherd looks upon us with deep compassion. He knows that we're helpless to work, earn, or give our way into the kingdom of heaven. By nature, we're like sheep marked for slaughter, and there's nothing we can do about it. But he does. The Good Shepherd freely gives to us. For us and for all the sheep of the world marked for slaughter, the Good Shepherd laid down his life on the cross. While we were still wild, hostile, lost, running away from him, Jesus gave until it hurt, until he died freely, without holding anything back. Yes, the Good Shepherd gives to the lost sheep. He gives himself, his very body and blood. Gives freedom for guilt, a clean slate, true health, healing of the mind and soul and body. And when he rose from the dead on the third day, he kept on giving life here and now, the resurrection of the body, eternal life with him in heaven. These gifts we cannot buy for all the money in the world. We cannot earn the right to live forever, even with a lifetime of obedience to the Lord God and kind words for our neighbors, which of course is impossible for us to do. No forgiveness, life, and salvation cannot be bought or earned. But our Good Shepherd Jesus gave them to us freely out of his grace and love, and which are received simply through faith in him, given them through and by those he has called and sent to be laborers in the harvest, the 12 disciples or apostles, and later on, pastors, teachers, and ministers. Freely you have received. Yes, our Good Shepherd still pours out gifts on us, the sheep of his flock. Freely, Jesus gives us second birth through water and the word in holy baptism. He brands each one of us as sheep of his flock with the sign of the cross, uniting us to his death and resurrection. Daily, we return to him in heartfelt repentance so that we might live each day in the forgiveness and absolution that flows freely from him to us. Then Jesus adds, "Freely you have received, freely give." Yes, freely give. Not because by giving you can earn a spot in heaven. freely give, not because by giving other people we owe him. Freely give, not because you have to. Rather give because God has made us and all creatures. Freely give because the Father freely gives all we need to support this body and life. Freely give because the Son of God freely gives us eternal life through his blood. Freely give because the Holy Spirit keeps us in this true faith all our lives. And how shall we freely give? By confessing in word and deed Jesus Christ alone is Lord and Savior, to family members, to friends, to neighbors, and to co-workers. And by using the material gifts we have received from our Good Shepherd to help the poor and needy people who are like sheep without a shepherd. And by giving ourselves to others in acts of kindness, compassion, and love. In short, we now act like our Good Shepherd, that is, freely we have received and freely we give. Amen.